The marriage bed can be pictured as a garden. A garden does not flourish through neglect, pressure, or entitlement. It grows through patience, communication, affection, trust, mutual care, forgiveness, and concern for both spouses. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled." Honoring the marriage bed includes sexual faithfulness, but it also means respecting one another's bodies, boundaries, health, fatigue, emotions, and desires. For many married couples, affectionate and sexual intimacy can help the body settle towards sleep. A caring embrace, holding hands, cuddling, gentle touch, or mutually satisfying sexual intimacy may reduce tension and strengthen feelings of closeness and safety. However, sexual intimacy is not a treatment for insomnia. It does not guarantee sleep, and it should never become a demand placed on a spouse who is tired, ill, in pain, emotionally distressed, or simply not ready. The goal is not to use a spouse as a sleep aid. The goal is to nurture the marriage so that affection, intimacy, and rest can grow together. Healthy couples ask rather than assume. A husband might ask, "Would an embrace feel comforting tonight?" A wife might ask, "Would you enjoy cuddling, a back rub, sexual intimacy, or simply some quiet space?" Either spouse should always be free to answer honestly, "Yes. No, not tonight. I would enjoy affection without sexual activity." Healthy affection must be allowed to remain non-sexual. A hug should not become an unspoken contract for intercourse. Cuddling should never create pressure to continue beyond what both spouses welcome. At the same time, Christian couples do not need to feel ashamed of sexual desire within marriage. Scripture presents marital intimacy as a gift marked by mutual delight, faithfulness, tenderness, and love. 1 Corinthians 7 calls husbands and wives to mutual consideration rather than selfishness. Every marriage is different. One spouse may desire emotional connection before physical intimacy, while the other experiences emotional closeness through affectionate touch. One may become sleepy after intimacy, while the other feels energized or ready to talk. Hormones, pregnancy, aging, illness, medication, stress, caregiving, and exhaustion can all affect sexual desire and response. Rather than creating blame, these differences should invite curiosity and conversation. A healthy question is, our needs are changing. How can we care for one another well during this season? Healthy marriages also practice transparency. This does not mean surveillance or control. Instead, spouses develop shared understanding about faithfulness, boundaries, privacy, and sexual integrity while treating each other with honesty and respect. Tending the marriage bed garden includes offering affection without demanding a particular response, speaking honestly about desire without creating guilt, respecting health, fatigue, pain, and emotional readiness, welcoming mutually desired intimacy without shame, caring about the experience and well-being of both spouses, seeking medical or marriage support when ongoing concerns arise. Ephesians 5:21 reminds believers, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Mutual submission means neither spouse treats the other as an object or entitlement. Instead, each asks, "What would be loving? What would be welcome? What would honor my spouse today?" Some nights, tending the marriage garden may include sexual intimacy. Other nights, it may simply mean holding hands, praying together, sharing a gentle embrace, or allowing an exhausted spouse to rest. The marriage bed flourishes when both spouses can offer and receive affection freely, communicate honestly, and trust that their boundaries will be honored. Sexual intimacy may sometimes support restful sleep, but mutual love, tenderness, patience, and grace are what truly strengthen a marriage. As couples faithfully tend that garden together, the marriage bed can become a place of deeper safety, connection, and peace.